This is Pastor Emery. Millions of Americans are beginning to realize that many people in positions of power in America are doing everything they can to demoralize, degrade, and weaken Christianity, both in America and in other nations. Some believe that the many anti-Christian decrees, rulings, and activities of the federal government are proof that the Antichrist already rules the nation. The final answer on this must be in God's Word. Stay tuned for the continuing study of Revelation 17 and 18, What is Mystery Babylon? Revelation 16:19, And great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. That is the theme of the next chapters of Revelation, chapters 17 and 18. You'll notice in verse 5 where the angel gives the name of this woman riding upon the scarlet or the red beast, that her name is not just Babylon the Great, but it is prefaced with the word mystery. Mystery, Babylon the Great. That name mystery is very fitting, for I would guess that not one human being out of 10,000 upon the earth today knows about the world ruling system which now controls all nations and all governments upon the earth. We are living in the time of the fulfillment of the sixth and seventh vials of God's wrath, the seventh vial specifically being the one which will be poured out not upon God's Christian Israel, but upon the wicked and the anti-Christians of the earth, the people who hate Jesus Christ and who blaspheme his name and who refuse to obey his word. Jesus said in Luke 19, verse 27, But those mine enemies which would not that I should reign over them, bring hither and slay them before me. The work of the sixth vial was to gather all nations to the battle of that great day of God Almighty, Revelation 16:14, the battle in which the wicked and the anti-Christians of the earth would be destroyed. The nations are being gathered together under the United Nations, which is anti-Christian, and under a score of lesser organizations, all subservient to the UN. Even America is being ruled today by treaties and edicts emanating from that cesspool called the United Nations in New York City. How many of you know the UN building is on the former site of a slaughterhouse and that the land was donated to the UN by the Rockefellers? How many know the United Nations is prophesied in chapter 13 of Ezekiel, its rise and its final destruction? How many know the United Nations is communist controlled, controlled by the Reds? In mystery, Babylon is clothed in red and rides a red beast. Revelation 17. The last time we read through verse 6, the physical description of the woman on the red beast with her name written on her forehead, mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And then verse 6, And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints, and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus, and when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. So whatever she is drunken with the spilled blood of the followers of Jesus. That she was actually responsible for their death is verified in the end of chapter 18, when she is destroyed for their John rites, and in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints, and of all that were slain upon the earth. Quite a charge of murder against this woman clothed in purple and scarlet and decked with gold and precious stones. Shouldn't Christians know who she is? Let's read on in chapter 17, verse 7. And the angel said unto me, Wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman, and of the beast that carrieth her, which hath seven heads and 10 horns. So the angel is going to tell or reveal the mystery of the woman and the mystery of the beast to John. If we understand what was revealed to John by the angel, we will understand what she is, who she is, and even how she will be destroyed. The angel goes on, verse 8, "The beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is." So we seem to have a riddle here. A beast that was, that is not, and yet is. Something that existed once, but seems not to exist now, and yet does exist. What in the world can that be? Let's read on. Verse 9. "And here is the mind which hath wisdom." Or, "Here is the explanation which will make you wise regarding this woman and this beast." The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth, and there are seven kings. Five are fallen, and one is, and the other is not yet come, and when he cometh he must continue a short space. And the beast that was, and is not, and even he is the eighth, and is of the seven, and goeth into perdition, and the ten horns which thou sawest are ten kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. And by now, Bible students will see the similarity of this vision with another vision recorded in the books of the prophets. And remember I said before, the book of Revelation is a series of visions given to John on the Isle of Patmos about 95 A.D., which would have to be identical with that which was written in the prophets. For God, who knows the end from the beginning, gave all of the future history of the world to his prophets before the time of Christ. In Isaiah 42 and verse 9, "Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them." Isaiah 46 verse 9, "I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done." God is not saying, "I will reveal the future just before it comes to pass." No, he is saying, "I have revealed the future from ancient times, long ago in the past." In Amos 3:7, "Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants the prophets." Therefore, to understand what the angel was showing John, when we begin to see the book of Revelation using the same signs, symbols, and descriptive words used by the prophets, we should turn to that prophet and see what he has written about this same thing. Daniel 7, starting in verse 1. "In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream, and visions of his head upon his bed. Then he wrote the dream and told the sum of the matters. Daniel spake and said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of the heaven strove upon the great sea, and four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another." Here are beasts appearing in a dream or a vision to the prophet Daniel. Verse 4. "The first was like a lion, and had eagle's wings. I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth, and made standing on the feet as a man, and a man's heart was given to it." Now, to save time, I'll tell you what these beasts are, and you'll have to take my word for it for now, since I do not have hours to prove my point. But this first beast is ancient Babylon. Some of you students of archaeology know that the ancient city of Babylon's gates were guarded by monstrous stone lions with eagle's wings coming out of their sides. That was the symbol of Babylon. Verse 5, "And I beheld another beast, a second, like to a bear, and it raised up itself on one side, and it had three ribs in the mouth of it, between the teeth of it, and they said thus unto it, Arise, devour much flesh." This is the Medo-Persian Empire, and it had three ribs in its mouth. If you remember your history, the Medo-Persian Empire conquered Babylon, Egypt, and Libya. In fact, it conquered Babylon while Daniel was there, where we read in Daniel 5 the handwriting on the wall, and then Babylon fell to the Medo-Persian Empire. The three ribs here represent the three empires that the Medes and the Persians devoured. Then verse 6, after this I beheld, and lo, another like a leopard, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl, and the beast had also four heads, and dominion was given to it. This beast represents the Grecian Empire, which under Alexander the Great conquered and ruled over, or ate up, the Medo-Persian Empire, including its conquered nations of Babylon, Egypt, and Libya. Alexander conquered all of the then-known civilized world, and tradition tells us that after conquering Egypt and Libya, that he wept, for at the age of 33 he had no more nations to conquer. This verse says that this beast had four heads, and strangely enough, shortly after Alexander completed his conquest of all of these nations of the previous two empires, he died, and his empire was divided among his four top generals. Each of them became the head of a part of the Grecian Empire. And if you'll read Daniel 8, another vision is given. Two of these beasts are named. In verse 20, Medo-Persia, and in verse 21, Greece, and in verse 22, Greece is divided into four kingdoms. All of these visions fulfilled exactly as written in God's Word. Then comes the fourth beast, Daniel 7. After this I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, and strong exceedingly, and it had great iron teeth. It devoured and brake in pieces, and stamped the residue with the feet of it, and it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. In other words, this fourth beast then devoured the third one, just as each had been devoured in turn. This fourth one is obviously the Roman Empire, which did conquer Greece, and Persia, and Babylon, and Egypt, and Libya, and all of the other territories over which they had ruled, each successive beast, or empire as it were, being made up of all of the others and becoming larger with each successive change. My time is about up, so we'll have to continue this next week, but you can see how the phrase in Revelation 17:8, the beast that was, and is not, and yet is, fits the visions of Daniel. Each beast was, and then it was not, and then it was. In other words, although each beast kingdom existed, and was then taken over, it really never ceased to exist. It just became a part of another beast kingdom. So the Grecian Empire was not just Greece, but was actually Greece, Medo-Persia, and Babylon. And then Rome was not just Rome, but was Rome, Greece, Medo-Persia, and Babylon, acquiring and keeping all of the characteristics of all of the beasts or the previous empires. This makes more sense if you will recall the image vision of Nebuchadnezzar in Daniel 2. It had a head of gold, it had breasts of silver, belly and thighs of brass, legs of iron, and the fourth part was the feet, which were part of clay and part of iron. Daniel said to Nebuchadnezzar, "Thou, O Nebuchadnezzar, are this head of gold." In other words, Babylon was the beginning or the head of this image. And then it was destroyed by the stone cut out without hands. Now many make the error of thinking that the stone destroyed the feet only. But if you will read verse 35 of Daniel 2, after the feet were struck by the stone, it says, "Then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver and the gold, broken to pieces together. In other words, all of these kingdoms continued to exist as a part of a greater beast kingdom until they were all destroyed in the end. The beast that was, and is not, and yet is. And they still exist today. Many churchgoers do not see this either, having been fooled by their preachers into thinking the beast system is something which will rise in the future. No, my friend, these beast systems have been here since before Daniel's time and will remain until all of Revelation 17 and 18 is fulfilled. Next time, God willing, we'll read more of Daniel 7, and I will show you from that chapter and from that prophet that God's Christian people will be here on earth during the reign of the last beast system, and we will be instrumental in its destruction. We will not be off up in heaven, but here on the earth doing the work of our Redeemer, Jesus Christ. Until next week when I return, God willing, this is Pastor Emery saying goodbye. God bless you, read your Bibles, and pray for Christian America.